seeing many people here in the chapel this morning tells me that you appreciate this feast of the presentation of the Lord. In fact, it looks like we're pretty much maximum capacity. There's even people outside because we can only have 30% inside. That's a good sign. I think that's a very good sign. We're coming to celebrate this event of the presentation of the Lord. You know the center of this feast is the bringing of the child Jesus, 40 days old, to the temple to be presented to fulfill the law, and the encounter with Simeon and Anna. It's an event of the Holy Family. Since this is the year of Saint Joseph, I like to point out that Joseph is a part of this event, and our icon of Saint Joseph, protector of the Anuim, shows Joseph and Mary holding the child, and the child radiating with light in her arms. It's not intended as a icon of the presentation, but it's certainly fitting. As I was reflecting on this very rich event in the early life of Jesus, a few recent encounters came to mind. Yesterday, one of our friends from the neighborhood came by. He asked if I would bless his granddaughter and her mother, his daughter. The child is only 1 month old. And I said, well, the blessing of a one-month-old child is baptism. Why don't you just go have her baptized? And the family explained to me, well, there's a backlog in the parish. They can only do 5 baptisms at a time because of the safety protocols. So the baptism isn't scheduled for several more weeks. So I said, fine, I can do the blessing. And yesterday afternoon, in comes along with the grandfather, the young couple, and the little baby. And I realized right away, you know, I don't see babies anymore. They're all hidden away during the pandemic. There's still babies, of course, but nobody sees them. They're all secret. So here we are, we're all standing with our masks and our shields, and the only one you can see is the baby. So of course, the little girl captures the attention of everybody who happened to be here. Oh, look at that beautiful baby. Look at that beautiful child. What a beautiful child. What a gift. So there's the grandfather, something like Simeon. There's the young couple, something like Joseph and Mary. And then there's the baby. It was a little girl, 1 month old. But that's about the size Jesus was when they brought him to the temple. A short while afterward, another one of our neighbors came by. I don't know if any of these people are here today. But anyway, she came by, a woman maybe in her 40s, who I had known the family a long time. And she asked if I would bless her father, who's now in his 80s, mid-80s, and has dementia and is confined to a wheelchair. So she thought he would really appreciate to receive the sacraments. Naturally, I'm reflecting here on Simeon and Anna, and it says that Anna is 84 years old. Naturally, I think of this event. Now, the reason I bring these up are these two families who are seeking the blessing of God. It tells us that on one level, there's the normal course of human life. Babies get born, people get married, people get old, we suffer the effects of old age. That happens to everybody in every family. But on another level, there's the presence of God in all these stages. That family yesterday, they wanted their baby to be blessed. They wanted the baby to have an encounter with God, to be filled with grace. And the young couple, they wanted to present that child to God. They wanted their family life to be under the protection of God. And that grandfather wants his children and grandchildren to be with God. And that woman who came here, she wants her father, before he reaches the end of his life, she wants him to be blessed. He wants him to be prepared to meet God. Well, this longing for connection with God is met by Jesus Christ. Jesus, yeah, we're longing for God, we're seeking God, but God is also longing for us, and he comes to us. This is what happens in the presentation. Jesus comes to the temple. He's publicly displayed as being present in his Father's house, present with his people. And Simeon is the one who announces what's going on here, something that he had been longing for many years, and something that had been promised to him: the Messiah would come. And this Messiah is a light, how does he say it? A light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel. So the longing of Simeon, which is the longing of every human heart, to see God, to see the glory of God, that longing is fulfilled with the coming of Jesus. Anna, too, she's 84 years old. She doesn't have much more time in this world. She's rejoicing to see the hope of the future. She is no longer looking back on 84 years. She's looking forward. And she's proclaiming the gospel to all who are awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. It's a very beautiful event, and it's an instruction to us about how our longings are met by the presence of the Lord. Perhaps this is why the ceremony with the candles is so appealing to us. We love to have lit candles, and it would be much nicer if we could have had the usual procession. We feel like, when we're carrying a candle, we feel like we're in the presence of God, the presence of something holy, and there's a power with us that scatters the darkness, that sheds light on the confusion that is so often dominant in the world. It's even more striking when the candlelight procession is in the dark. Have you ever had one of these very early in the morning, the Candelaria, Fiesta of the Candelaria, in the early morning, before the sun comes up, blessing of the candles, and then process with the candles, and the people gathered in the procession have this sense that we are carrying light through the darkness of this world, and we're sharing it with everyone. Everyone can see the light of these candles. Well, Jesus is the light. He's the light of the world, and we are given the task of bearing that light into the world. So if you brought a candle or candles to this Mass, it means you're taking seriously your responsibility to live your faith, to carry that light into the world, into your homes, into this world so full of anxiety about the pandemic. The light of faith is much more powerful than any darkness. We need the light of Christ more than we need any vaccine or any other solution. Christ is the answer to all these deep longings. He's what will dispel all these fears. He is a sign that will be contradicted. He won't be accepted by everyone, but he's still the answer. So, like Joseph and Mary, we carry him in our hearts, we carry him in our arms, we carry him in our faith into the world. So this is what we celebrate today. We are honoring also today those who are consecrated to the Lord. This is the World Day of Consecrated Life. Simeon and Anna represent all those who have dedicated their whole lives to Christ. So the religious sisters and brothers and priests, the monks, the nuns, the people in the monasteries, people we might not see or even notice or think about, they are light bearers. And we honor them and pray for them, we pray with them, that they can continue their mission of bringing light into the world. So with these thoughts, we continue the Mass, remembering that the symbol of the light is brought to its real fulfillment in the Eucharist. The Eucharist doesn't look like a candle, but it's actually a much brighter light and a much more powerful grace. When we receive the Eucharist, we are set on fire with divine love. Then we go forth into the world with something that is far beyond our natural capability. We carry God into the world.